38 years of Sikh pogrom 1984, BJP's R.P. Singh writes to Amit Shah seeking formation of Truth Commission. New Delhi, Bharatiya Janata Party national spokesperson R.P. Singh has written to Union Home Minister Amit Shah requesting the establishment of a Truth Commission to expose the conspiracy behind the 1984 Sikh pogrom and take cognizance against the real culprits. R.P. Singh has also requested Home Minister to declassify all the documents pertaining to the period leading up to Operation Blue Star in the Sikh pogrom later that year. In his letter to the Home Minister, R.P. Singh expressed gratitude to him and Prime Minister Narendra Modi for providing justice to the Sikhs by sentencing one of the key conspirators, Sajjan Kumar, behind the bars. Former Congress MP Sajjan Kumar has been lodged in jail after conviction by the Delhi High Court in 2018 in another riots-related case. The High Court awarded him a life jail sentence. Earlier he was acquitted by Karkaduma Court. However, full justice is not yet delivered. Many more like Jagdish Titler and Kamal Nath are still roaming scot-free. It has been known earlier as well and has also been authenticated by former Research and Analysis Wing, RNAW, officer, GBS Sidhu in his book The Khalistan Conspiracy that a conspiracy for Operation Blue Star and Sikh carnage was hatched in Delhi much before the time of its execution and that these both were planned in the wake of 1985 general elections, BJP national spokesperson R.P. Singh said in his letter to Amit Shah. In the letter, he further said that no congressman or any other government functionaries of that time have challenged or denied it so far. Hence, it is important that killers and conspirators of the 1984 Delhi pogrom be punished. He said that it is even more important to know who all were involved in this conspiracy and understand how and why the most patriotic minority of the country was painted as anti-national, solely with the intention to garner the majority vote for political gains. The massacre of Sikhs was condoned by none other than the former PM Rajiv Gandhi, who sent the message, "Job well done," to his party workers and executors of the conspiracy in which the Sikhs were killed. This took place along with explicit instructions to the police to turn a blind eye and not take any action against the killers, Singh said, further adding that it clearly indicated that he, Rajiv Gandhi, was leading the team which was monitoring the pogrom. Request to Shri at Amit Shahji, Honorable Home Minister of India, to declassify all documents relating to 1984 pogrom and Operation Blue Star and form a Truth Commission to expose the conspiracy and nail the real culprits. pic.twitter.com/vdfdljnp. R.P. Singh National Spokesperson BJP at R.P. Singh Khalsa, October 30, 2022. The letter further read that over the last 38 years, 4 inquiry commissions, 9 committees and 2 special investigation teams, SITs, were formed but they still failed to dig deeper and reveal the real conspiracy. Everybody knows that the names of certain, high and mighty, people have come to the fore in this heinous crime, he asserted. It is also known that there was a separate team functioning and monitoring from 1, Akbar Road which was above the government and this fact was proven true during the first week of November as the carnage unfolded and the then Home Minister Narasimha Rao ji expressed his helplessness and inability to Shri I.K. Gujral ji when the latter met him and urged to call the army for bringing the situation under control, he said further. R.P. Singh further stated that just as Dhingra had mentioned in his report that, an invisible hand orchestrated the carnage and managed the cover-up thereafter. Even just as Dhingra in his report mentions an invisible hand orchestrating the gruesome carnage and managing the cover-up thereafter. I would like to bring to your attention that the government is yet to file an action taken report on the said commission's finding. It would be highly appreciated if action is taken on the same at the earliest, he said further. The letter directed to the Home Minister also said that there are a lot of classified documents which will provide details of how the then Home Minister, Narasimha Rao, overlooked the carnage. I request you to please declassify all files related to 1984 and let people know the real truth about what actually happened, it read. Declassification would aid in unlocking and bringing to the forefront the invisible hand, which was mentioned in Justice Dhingra's report, it added. He said that the note which was written by the then security advisor to Indira Gandhi, R.N. Kao, also needs to be declassified. This note is currently in the Nehru Memorial Museum and Library and pertains to the assassination of India's first female Prime Minister. In conclusion, a lot needs to come into public domain regarding 1984, for which I further suggest the formation of a Truth Commission, so that the members of 1, Akbar Road team, who conceived and executed 1984 Operation Blue Star and anti-Sikh pogrom of November 1984 in Delhi and other cities and towns for electoral gains should be exposed. The list includes leaders like Arun Singh and Kamal Nath, who worked under the instructions of Sanjay Gandhi and later Rajiv Gandhi, R.P. Singh said in the letter. He further said that the police officers of that time, Gautam Kaul, Nikhil Kumar, and Maxwell Pereira, and journalists like Sanjay Suri and others should also be brought under the ambit of this commission. He also mentioned that the then officer on special duty, OSD, to former President Gyani Zayal Singh, Tarlochan Singh, should also be asked to share the details of what transpired between the President of India and the then government, Home Minister in specific. Sir, time is running out. Action needs to be taken at the earliest before the truth gets buried with people who were privy to the events, he added, exuding that the formation of the Truth Commission will heal the psyche of Sikhs hurt since 1980. Singh further requested Shah and expected diligent action by the Home Minister's highest officers in declassifying vital documents along besides forming the Truth Commission. N.I. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.